From the Firebird Radio Studio, it's the Authors on Fire podcast with nationally syndicated radio host and producer, Pat Rulo.
Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network, home of the Firebird Book Awards, the Positive Change Podcast Awards Hall of Fame, and our newest book song, where we create a unique one-of-a-kind song just for your book. And it's home to this podcast, Authors on Fire. I am Pat Rulo. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Roberto Torres, also known as Sabor Latino, a Latino hip-hop artist, author, and New York City high school counselor. He's been writing music and poetry since the age of 8, and through his books and music, he inspires individuals to embrace their self-worth, overcome obstacles, and pursue their dreams. His latest book, You Are a Beautiful and Special Person, No Matter What, offers guidance on self-esteem, relationships, expression, giving back, and words of wisdom. Welcome to the Authors on Fire podcast, Roberto.
Oh, thank you for having me. Great introduction. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I look forward to, you know, telling my story. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's start when you were a baby, when you were little. You grew up in Jamaica, Queens, with a Puerto Rican father and a Dominican mother. How did your upbringing influence your music and writing?
Well, a lot of it had to do with my upbringing. You know, I'm very thankful for my parents. My father was a school teacher, a bilingual school teacher for many years. And he always showed me the value of education. You know, that education, as long as you stay focused and dedicate yourself to studying, you really have opportunity to do things good in the world, but you really have to focus and study. Although my mom never had the ability to go to school because she was the oldest sister of our family, she really showed me hard work and dedication. So to round off the question, I kind of had both ends of the scope, not only from the education side, but also from the work hard side. Mm-hmm. So I do come from a good family. I'm very thankful for all their support. And they really inspire me to do good things and always try to be the best version of myself.
Oh, I love that. It's so good when people have parents that set examples through just the way they live their life. And it really does influence every aspect of you as a human being. Now, you also balance your life as a counselor in the New York City public schools. How does your work with students help inform your music and books? I'm sure that all kind of bleeds into your creative work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I was in high school, one of the biggest reasons I wanted to become a counselor was because my high school counselors were such an inspiration in my life. You know, always teaching me the value of school, always telling me, Roberto, go to class. You know, when you're in high school, sometimes you take things for granted, you're young. And, you know, sometimes you cut class, you know, the normal things high school students do, but they were always on top of me. And I'm also very thankful for my high school basketball coach. I played basketball when I was in high school, and they always, you know, spoke about the value of education in school. So, yeah, that was a big part of me making a decision to want to become a high school counselor. In the beginning, I thought about social work, which I did for a while. But then when I started doing a little bit of internships, going back to school after graduate school and getting my CASAC, which is a credentialed counselor in substance use, I did an internship and in a long-term residential facility in Brooklyn, New York, and I ended up falling in love with counseling, although I love casework and social work and all that. But it was just something about that one-on-one, working with the clients and seeing the story, and that kind of really motivated me, established me to be like, you know what, Roberto? And I did social services for almost 10 years, but it was just something about counseling when I was doing it part-time that really made me fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. And I just decided to take that route. But at the end of the day, it is all the same because you're still providing services. You're still helping the youth, you know, really trying to find themselves. And adding to that, that was one of the biggest reasons why I decided to write my fifth book, You're a Beautiful and Special Person No Matter What. Because a lot of the times teenagers suffer from or have challenges with self-esteem, I'm not sure what they want to do. Sometimes they might feel like they're not important or whatever the situation may be. So I really wanted to put something together where it's a good read and have them to use it as a blueprint that no matter what challenge you're going through, or no matter religion, no matter your weight, no matter what it is, you are special in your own way. And you don't have to be a superstar with a big leadership or anything like that. you are a superstar, even in your own space. Whether you're a regular person that stocks in supermarkets, whether you're a person that it's a counselor, whatever the role may be, you're still special in your own way. You just got to find that inspiration to try to make change, even if it's in a small space.
And to have somebody believe in you. So I can just imagine how your students just love you and what you bring to them. And I think the idea of your writing this book, it spreads you around in a way that you couldn't normally. I mean, as a counselor, you're in one location. You can only affect so many people. But by putting it in book form, you will have no idea who reads this book and what the impact will be. So,
absolutely.
And
I try to do it also with my music. Like you mentioned in the beginning, I'm a Spanish hip hop artist. I have 3 albums and 4 singles. And a lot of my music, I'm recognized for being that positive role model, being just giving them that positive music, because there's so much negativity going on in hip hop now, whether it is, are they talking about gangs and money and cars and this and this and that. I wanted to really find my own lane where I can bring that positive hip hop, because a lot of people, a lot of times, I know we're talking about books, but I just wanted to throw out there because it's good information and learning, that in the music it's pretty much about charts and money and business, which is fine. I get it. But at the same time, I always felt like, what about the positive side? What about the youth? What about the teenagers that need to have that good role model? So although you might not be that chart-topping artist, your impact is what sometimes changes lives even more. And I always believed in that. So over 13 years, I continue to write. I continue to put out music, and it's come a long way. So I'm finally recognized, thank God, not only as an author, but also as a positive hip hop artist named Soul Latino.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How inspiring. Yeah. You could be a chart topper, but that's mostly for you. What you're doing is you're making sure that the message is appropriate and something that, young people can grab onto and rediscover their identity and purpose. So
yes,
I can't imagine anything more noble than that. So your book has chapters on self-esteem, relationships, expressing yourself, giving back, and words of wisdom. Is there any particular chapter that you feel is most important for someone who might be struggling with self-motivation?
I think they all relate to motivation and inspiration. But I think probably one that really stands out with self-esteem, I think, is chapter 1, because I talk about different kind of interventions. And sometimes in life, as we're getting older, we forget about our childhood and the things that made us happy when we were younger. And I know there's challenges, and I know there's transitions, and I know there's new relationships, and I know there's school and responsibilities. But I believe that, and I've seen it just from data, that a lot of the times the way we find ourselves is by reinventing ourselves and going back to our early childhood and finding what were the things that used to make you happy, and start thinking about why those things are not, why you're not participating in those activities today. And I'll give you an example. It could be, say, in the past you used to volunteer and you love it. Now I ask you, how come you're not volunteering nowadays if you knew that that experience made you so happy? If an experience was that you go into the gym and getting your workout on and feeling better about yourself, how come today as you're older, whatever chapter you're in your life, how come you're still not participating in those activities? So what I'm getting at is, when you're looking at all these areas of self-esteem and you're looking at different avenues, how can we put some types of interventions in the space of self-esteem to help you feel better about yourself? If you haven't gone to school, accomplishment is also one that's very important. The more educated you are, the better you feel about yourself, the more prepared you are for a different life. How about going back to school? And you might say, well, Roberto, college is not for everyone. And I totally agree. But there's nothing wrong with at least having some kind of level of education, which will make you feel better and understand different things. And even if it's an associate's degree in liberal arts, where you have a little bit of basic of everything, I believe that can help you build your self-esteem just by having some kind of accomplishment, right? Mm-hmm. Also, like I said, when we spoke in the beginning, finding your space. You know, you don't have to be the biggest director, the biggest hip-hop artist, the biggest author. If you find your space and you're doing the best that you can with helping others, which is also part of volunteering, also makes you feel good. And then just also looking into the community, what are some things that you really enjoy? You like to go to events, go back and go into your events. So whatever that situation is, but first identifying what used to make you happy as you're young, reinvent yourself, get back to those activities, and you'll see how your self-esteem slowly will start to go, get better as time goes by.
Mm-hmm. Yes, self-esteem. I mean, without that, it's difficult to have relationships and difficult to express yourself and give back. I mean, that's kind of the kingpin of all of it. And I'm fascinated by the thought of looking back at childhood activities and rediscovering what brings you joy. I think we get so lost as we grow up, and then you have responsibilities, and all of that seems to, all of that childhood and the youth joy and passions sometimes disappear. So I'm happy that you're bringing this up, because it really causes one to think, like, what would bring me happiness that I used to do as a child? I have to think about that.
Interesting. Yeah, another thing, if I may add, also, if you look at chapter two, I talk about relationships and how that's also correlates with self-esteem. How are your relationships today? You know, a lot of the times, you know, students may have a lot of talent, right? But at the end of the day, a lot of them don't have that, you know, relationships or support, I call it, or community support. You know what I mean? So I think that I also talk about, when I do my teachings at, in school, I talk about building those relationships, right? And when you need in a form of support or you need help, who do you go to, right? And also knowing how to speak. I mean, all those things correlate everything with relationships and self-esteem. But sometimes when you have that good support system, you definitely will go farther in life. Because who do you call when you're having some challenges, right? I also talk about the importance of building those good relationships with teachers, right? When I talk to my students, because all those areas help you have some kind of support community and will help you building those relationships. But also not only building those relationships, but also strengthening those relationships, right? And and growing and making those relationships strong and preserving those relationships. Because again, going into transitioning into adulthood, as you continue to go on with your own life, right? Sometimes it could have been a special relationship that you had when you was in high school, when you were younger, that you lost sight of it. And that person meant so much value to you. And that's, again, building those relationships. And how do you preserve that special chapter that was in your life to help you build your self-esteem and to have all those avenues of self-empowerment that one way or another, even if you're going through challenges, because we all are, we know we face stress, but having all those, that foundation of relationships will definitely help you build your self-esteem.
Absolutely. Now, when you talk about expressing yourself, explain that.
Expressing yourself is another way to build self-esteem. A lot of the times, individuals don't realize the talent that they have, right? Whether it could be journaling, whether it could be writing, whether it could be doing oral presentations, right? Public speaking. All these things, when you're expressing yourself, or writing, right? Poems. And the reason I put expressing yourself is very important, also part of your self-esteem, because that's one of Roberto's techniques that I use when I'm going through whatever challenges in my life. I know that when I pick up that pen or paper, that's what helps me use my strength to whatever challenges that I may have. So whatever situation that I'm going through where there's a big challenge in my life, I know that what I go to is always expressing myself. So I really believe that expressing yourself is very, very something very big that you should do, because it also helps you with your self-esteem. I mean, I'll give you a small sample. A lot of students that I work with, even I did eight years in junior high school before going to high school. And I noticed how a lot of them, when you provide them with journaling books, and a lot of them are having challenges with social skills or self-esteem or a little bit shy, right? Or don't know how to express themselves. All of a sudden, when I provide them with that journaling book, you see them coming out that shell little by little. Now they want to be group leaders. Now they want to be able to express themselves. Now they want to write poems. And you notice how when they're under a lot of stress, they do the journaling. And you notice how their attitude changes, right? It's a form of expression. So I really wanted to also put in expressing yourself is very important. Because at the end of the day, again, going back to everything that we're speaking about, you have a voice. And whatever space you are, whatever you're doing in life, whether wherever you are, high school or college, your voice matters. And a lot of times people get involved with the competition with everyone else and not realizing that you are important. And expressing yourself, speaking correctly, right? Expressing yourself, again, whether it's journaling, whether it's books, whether it's poems, whether it's having good conversation. All those things are part of expressing yourself. And from my experience and my data that I've received, it really helps you to build your self-esteem.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Giving back.
I know I have a lot on the plate, but yeah, it's a lot of areas that I cover. So yeah, I know.
No, that's good. No, but it all ties together. So I mean, they're not random parts and pieces. Everything connects. Giving back. There's nothing better than doing something for somebody. And half the time, I love the anonymity of doing something for somebody, and they don't even know that you did that. Rather than receiving praise, you know, and accolades for it. So talk briefly on your thoughts on giving back.
Back is also important. Right. I always believe that a lot of the times, and again, we're just having a positive conversation, that a lot of people get lost in that journey. Right. And a lot of times they feel like, you know, the more that I have, the more empowered I'm going to be. But saying this in a positive way, you're really not going to take nothing with you when your time comes. Mm-hmm. So I always believe that giving back is so important, whether it's volunteering, whether it's even giving back when you're holding the door for someone in your building and letting them go through, you're giving back. Whether you're giving back when you're getting a little bit of change and sometimes you see a homeless person and you throw a little change in their cup. You know, sometimes I'm in a gas station pumping gas and I like to keep my cans that I buy with my water, my Poland Spring water, but I don't keep it to return them. Every time I see someone or I see someone digging in the garbage, I'll give them a small 5 or 6 of those bottles and throw it in there, right? Mm-hmm. So just giving in general can also help you build your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. You know, I even asked you, have you ever had an experience of volunteering, whether it's in a church, whether it's in a recreation center, or whatever it may be, right? Just giving back, you can ask anyone, and I'm pretty sure they're going to tell you, wow, that felt really good mm-hmm. about me helping. I never knew that was something that made me feel that way. That's also part of another area that'll help you build your self-esteem, because we also have to remember that everything is not about us. We live in a world where there is people and everyone has feelings. And when you pass on that good deed, good things come to you. So that's why I put it on that chapter 4, giving back. And you'll see how much better you're going to feel when you start doing those activities. And again, going back to your childhood, in the past, were you ever volunteering as a person? And why you're not volunteering now, if you knew the impact that had in your life. So again, rediscovering yourself from early childhood and putting those things together, getting back involved in those activities, whether it's self-esteem, whether it's relationship, whether it's expressing yourself, whether it's giving back, whatever it may be, to find yourself and somewhere or another, find that motivation, right? But the last thing I want to mention that's important, it's not only about doing it temporarily. The biggest thing out of the book, I would say, is how do you make it into a way of life? So in other words, if you know that giving back makes you feel good, make it into a way of life where you always give back. If it's something that to do with activities that made you feel good, make it into a way of life. And that's one of the things that I always emphasize with my students, that it's not about learning something in a classroom from a counselor or teacher, whatever it is. But if it's something that you feel that can help you, how do you make that into a way of life consistently for the rest of your life, right? If that makes sense.
Right. And just from a selfish standpoint, why wouldn't you? I mean, if it's something that makes you feel good, you know, that's like positive reinforcement for yourself. You know what else? Giving back also goes hand in hand with gratitude, because when you give back, then you feel grateful for who you are, you know, and that's a recurring theme in your book, is gratitude. How do you practice gratitude in your daily life, and how does that impact your work and creativity?
One of my things, and I believe I mentioned it in the book, is that I've always been a person of gratitude and I appreciate the smallest things in life. That's another thing as we get older and transitioning to adulthood and these big role positions in life, right? Directors and all these big positions. We tend to forget about the little things, right? And the opportunity that we've gotten. Sometimes someone gets an opportunity. They go through that journey and make it to the top. And I've seen it all the time. Like I said, I've been doing this for many years and I see how people change. And I'm like, you know what, Roberto? I don't never want to be like that. Mm. And whenever I do, you know, people can testify. I mean, you know, talk about that. They know, even when I do my interviews with newspapers and magazines, they know that I'm a person that I appreciate. Even like I told you, I really appreciate you just having me, right? Because I really appreciate every moment. And that's a lot of things that I also talk in the book. Every little moment means something. Don't take it for granted, because tomorrow is not promised. And this is what I mean about trying to reinvent yourself and finding yourself again and getting back on track in life. Learn to appreciate things. There's nothing wrong with saying good morning. If someone doesn't say good morning to you, fine. It's nothing wrong with saying good morning. There's nothing wrong with holding the door for someone, right? There's nothing wrong with, and another thing that I think is also big, rewarding yourself. A lot of times we do so much for others, but we forget to reward ourselves. And that's not part of being selfish. That's part of also having gratitude. Like, yo, you did a really good job. Go get yourself a haircut. You did a really good job. Go get yourself that used car you wanted, whatever it is, if you can't afford it, right? You deserve that. And a lot of the times people take away their worth because sometimes they focus so much on others instead of sometimes focusing on you, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It's balance, right?
Exactly. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So your work spans music, poetry, books, and counseling. Mm-hmm. How do these are different mediums, but they seem to work mm-hmm. together very well to inspire people. Talk about that.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I always believe that, and it's funny when I talk about it with people that know me, like friends and stuff, like they start laughing. I say, listen, Roberto, if I don't get you with the book, I'll get you with the music, right? I'll get you with the music. I'm getting you with the interview. You know, after you, I got a couple of interviews already lined up. The same thing. Like after this, you know, if I don't get you with that, it'll be with the music. You hear them interview. If I don't get you from that, it'll be from a book. It'll be from counseling, right? Or it'll be from direct going into classrooms and teaching. Whatever it may be, I'm going to try to provide you that message. And again, talking about gratitude, I'm just thankful that I'm able to do it, you know, in different avenues, mm-hmm. right? Me being Latino, just to add about books, I wanted to cover the Latino community. And my second book is called Mis Grandes Canciones y Poemas, My Greatest Poems and Songs. And I did it in Spanish, where I also talk about expressing yourself. And I gave you 5 albums and music into poems and things like that. So mm-hmm. that's another avenue. You know what I mean? So whatever talent that I may have, I try to, again, be thankful for it. And while we're with another, just try to bring you that positive message. Because as you know, you've been doing this probably a long time. There's just so much negativity going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair, us being older individuals and we have the knowledge or the education. Why are we not trying to do the best that we can to help the youth as they're the future of tomorrow? Wow. So to finalize your question, I take full responsibility. You know what I mean? When it comes to positive hip hop, if I see, and I've said this in a lot of my interviews, if I see something negative going on or too much negativity, I'm going to go in and I'm going to lay down 2 songs and put it out to the world of something positive, right? Or if I'm feeling a certain way and I see something and I can't do it with the music for whatever reason is, which I've always been, I'll give it to you with the book because I just feel like I have this responsibility to play my part, my space, my position in life as far as in trying to help the youth. Because again, going back to when I was younger, they were so impactful to me. And I know what that meant to me. And having so much data and looking at what's really going on, I know how much in this part this goes. And that's why I go hard with it. I work hard on it. And you know, people waste their time doing whatever they're doing. Roberto's writing. Mm-hmm. Or people are doing this. Roberto's trying to eat healthier. So whatever I can do to improve myself daily and be able to help the youth that I work with, and even just families when I do visits or whatever I do, just being able to bring that positive message just goes a long way. That's Roberto.
You are a gift. Do you know that?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I mean that. Just the way you speak, is there's so much passion behind it, and you've just got so much to offer. I'm just so happy that you do go for all these different mediums and get your word out there however you can, because people take in information and knowledge in different ways. So a lot of people don't read, but they would listen to your music.
And a lot of people ask me, if I may say real quick, they say, like, when I do like the music side of it, they're like, yo, Sabor Latino, how come you don't focus so much on getting that chart hit? Or how come you don't focus so much on when somebody offers you a big amount of money, why you don't do that feature? And I'm like, you guys are never going to get it. Doesn't mean that I'm better than no one. I know my calling. Yes. I'm not going to send myself out for no money and do a feature. That's not what Roberto stands for. You know what I mean? Yes, that's nice to have it. But like I'm recognized now, and I'm saying that in a positive way, for that impact in community. And that's what Sabor Latino, the stage name, is known for that impact in community. I don't really care, and I'm being honest, about the sales and all that. I really care about what's the impact that I can do in my community? Because they're the next ones coming up. And again, Pat, that's why I say I hold myself accountable and responsible for that, because I'm in the front, in the forefront of Latin hip hop, Spanish positive hip hop.
Wow. So inspiring. I can just imagine how much your students appreciate you, my friend. Ooh. I really, really, really mean that. If you could give one piece of advice to someone who feels stuck or unmotivated or uncertain about their purpose, what might that be?
The biggest thing that I would say is, first things first, start concentrating on yourself. The minute you start putting value on what someone else is doing and you're trying to compare yourselves to them, you're going to lose yourself. Look in the mirror and say to yourself, you are beautiful and you're special no matter what. Now try to find your space where you can be that superhero in your own lane. The same way like I did. I tried to find a lane. I didn't want to be like those rappers being that negative stuff. I didn't want to do books about whatever, you know, whatever people have in their vision. I wanted to find my lane. And then when you find your lane, you're going to have people that are not going to believe in you. And a lot of people didn't believe in me in the beginning. But you stick to yourself, you stick with it, and you believe in it. And trust me, your time is going to come. But I will say it's not going to come right away. I'm finally getting my recognitions about 2 years ago. And that was 11 years. Now in January, I'm 13 years doing this, right? So they consider me like an OG, already been in the game doing it. But for someone that's just starting, stay focused on your goal. Don't try to be no one that you're not. Be yourself. You have talent. You just have to figure out what is the talent and then figure out what is your calling. And then back to the book, figure out what were the things you used to do when you were younger that made you happy, that innocence, when you're innocent, when you're young. And that's what we're missing in this world, the gratitude. You start getting in these journeys in this position and you lose yourself. You lose that smile. You lose creating goals, short-term or long-term goals. We're so focused on the other person on social media when we should actually be focused on ourselves. And trust me, your time is going to come. And the last part I will say, always stay prepared. Always stay prepared, because when that moment comes, you don't want to blow it. Every time I'm going to do an interview, even with you, I studied the book. I read it. I wanted to be prepared. And I tell my students that always be prepared, because when that moment comes, you want to be the best version of you. And that's when those opportunities are going to come. And also be consistent. If you're doing positive hip hop, don't sell yourself and go do something else. Your identity is positive hip hop. Your identity is an author. Your identity is what it is. And again, stay and stick with that and don't try to be like someone else. You have talent. Look in the mirror. Every time you look in the mirror when you wake up in the morning, don't you think you're beautiful? Don't you think you look nice? You're pretty. You're gorgeous. Of course you are. Don't let no one take that away from you. Oh, someone might not like your hair. It's okay. Not everyone is going to like your hair, but you like your hair. And this is what I'm getting at. Find yourself, believe in yourself, and your time will come. And be patient and consistent.
We need a Roberto hotline. So whenever we falter a little bit, we could give you a call and get a little motivation boost. You are just...
We talk to people about me and people like, that's Roberto. That's how he views life. And that's why, again, I'm thankful for the people that respect my work. I'm thankful for the people that reach out to me for interviews and stuff, because, again, I just wanted to be different. And I think this book is really going to help a lot of people just to really, again, just the fundamental, like you said, Pat, being grateful, being thankful, just the basic things in life, and reconnect them back with your early childhood and try to find some happiness in your life. You know, it's not that hard. It's simple. It's just finding what your calling is.
So, my friend, what is next for you? Are there hopefully more upcoming projects, albums, books that you can share with us?
Right now, I'll share this last part, which I think is really important. Again, I'm so humbled right now, and I'm going to tell you why. When I got involved in writing music, my short-term goal was to write my autobiography, My Life of a Latino. But my long-term goal was to publish 5 books. And recently, when I received the official soft cover copy, of getting my fifth book. I got so emotional because one thing is to plan and work hard and look at that vision when sometimes many don't believe, but you believed. And being able to publish my fifth book, which is this one now, I just can't even tell you in words how I feel, because five books, it's such an accomplishment that I wanted to leave. God forbid one day when I'm not here, I left you a blueprint that if someone in my family wants to come up and write a book, remember, there's five on the line. Yes, Roberto put the stakes high, right? But that's what I do. So you motivate yourself. You want to be an author and you want to do something positive and you want to be at that level? Give me six. Motivate yourself. And that's why I feel so happy about that, because I know it's going to be so much inspiration to a lot of people. And also, answering your question, that was my long-term goal. For right now, I just want to take a pause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've done so much. This is like my eighth publication. I have three albums, and then this is my fifth book. So right now, I just want to take a break, talk a little bit more with the people, and let them know about, you know, what I've done, and try to inspire them to do their own thing. And then right now, we'll see what happens in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you have all of this information out now that you need to kind of personally touch on and get out there. And I'm sure there's always going to be projects and ideas brewing in the back of your mind. But now's your time to get out there and promote all that you've done so that you could share your wisdom with everyone. If you would share then any places folks can go to find out more about you, get a copy of this book or other books and your album.
Yeah, basically, if you go in, you can just punch in author Sabolatino or Robert Torres Sabolatino on Google or Bing, and all my information is there, what I am, what I do. Also, social media. Oh, I'm sorry, about the books, you can find them on Amazon. I work with Book Baby Publishing. I have worldwide distribution. So online, you can find the book everywhere. You can also order the soft cover. As far as an Instagram, at Sabolatino 1939. Twitter, at Artista Positivo, which means at Positive Artist. And in Facebook, facebook.com/Artista Positivo, again, Positive Artist. And then if anybody wants to reach to me to do features, like I said, I've been getting reached out a lot or anything, my email is intosabolatino@gmail.com. intosabolatino@gmail.com. Features, presentations, whatever it may be, you guys can reach out to me through that space.
Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Well, anything that we missed that you would like to highlight today before we begin to wrap up?
No, everything is good. Again, I just want to say thank you. And it's not only about me today. I want to congratulate you on your great success with your podcast. I've listened to some of those interviews. You really do a good job. And I'm not just saying that. I really mean it. Keep up the good work and keep giving people that opportunity to be able to share their story on your space and on your podcast. So again, congratulations. Happy New Year to you. And I wish you the best for the new coming year and all your endeavors in the future, Pat.
Oh, you're a good one, Roberto. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, insights, and wisdom with us. Your dedication to inspiring others through music and writing and counseling, it truly is remarkable. So all those who are listening, be sure to check out his latest book, You Are a Beautiful and Special Person No Matter What. Explore his music. And remember, I hope everyone remembers that every challenge has a solution and your voice is powerful and needed. Thank you. I feel so inspired and empowered now after having this conversation with you. Thank you for sharing you with us.
Thank you, Pat.